deception. Convincing a victim to believe a lie. With respect to dishonesty in the media, it is bad journalism and immoral to allow a guest to tell an obvious lie and not challenge them on it. This happens many times on Fox these days. The media, including Fox, conflate news with opinion, propaganda, and entertainment. This is a terrible state of affairs. 60 years ago, a local TV station in North Carolina presented news and then had an editorial segment. The editorial segment was done by Jesse Helms. It was clear to the viewers when they were watching news and when they were watching opinion. If a viewer only wanted news, they could stop watching or turn the channel when Jesse came on. We do not have that option today. This is not good. I might add that opinion and facts are being conflated in our schools to the injury of our children. I recommend that the FCC set standards for programming which will require the unraveling of news from editorials and propagandizing. It would be akin to truth in advertising. Whatever happened to that? Each news show would have to display constantly on screen a banner qualifying what they were showing. The banner might be news, editorial, or entertainment. There should be the requirement that these categories be used for segmenting the show. A show would look something like this. News. That's what happened today. Editorial. This is what I think about what happened today. Number 3. Entertainment. Satire on. Making fun of an exaggeration of what happened today. As the minister, I have to guard against conflating my opinion with the Word of God. If I do not keep them separate, error is introduced and the hearers are damaged. Honesty is required for help. To ignore it is to introduce error with damage to the hearer. In other words, clean out the use of the word news so that people can know what is going on and still form their own opinions about what happened if they choose.